guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, when guys decide to stay single, we call ourselves Bachelor. We say we're going our own way. We're doing our own thing. But we're just enjoying life. But what happens when women want to do the same thing, but they still want that beautiful ceremony? They say, because actually, most marriages now are more about the ceremony than it is about the person you're actually marrying, at least for a lot of the women, because they have these big fantasies and dreams in their head of getting married. Well, women are two things. Number one, I think, number one, they don't like admitting they're single. They don't like saying, can't find a guy, or no guy likes me, or so I'm single. Because for somehow that's insulting or makes them feel bad about themselves, or I don't know, but they don't like it. So what's a girl to do when she can't find a guy to marry her, but she still wants to get married, and she's lonely and single, but she doesn't want to say she's single? Well, some of them have married their pets. That's a thing in Japan. I don't know if they've done it legally or not, but they've had ceremonies, which is kind of weird all in and of itself. But how about this? Women are now marrying themselves to be some sort of empowerment and feel good about themselves, even though they can't get married. I'm not looking for the one. I am the one. What it's really like to marry yourself. Now, I've got two stories. I've got one other than this one, which is my favorite part of the video. So make sure you hang with it. This is not going to be super long. Hang with this one, though, because the second part is even better. Because we always talk about women. I don't want to give it away. Just keep watching. All right. So women who took the pledge without a partner explain why it's a radical act. When Adriana Lima married herself back in 2017, the collective internet rolled its eyes. But Alexandra Gill totally got it. Maybe that's because Gill has been happily married to herself for the better part of 12 years, and she wouldn't want it any other way. We're glad that you, because we don't want it any other way either. If you're this kind of crazy, if you're really going in this direction in life, what person's really going to want to be with somebody that's kind of, right? Gill took the plunge without a partner on a whim. She remembers it, one of her close friends loved to host elaborate parties that were mostly excuses just to get dolled up. See, like I said, about the marriage, not about who they're marrying. The Vancouver-based food critic recalls one year when her friend, a corset maker with a closet full of vintage wedding dresses, decided to up the ante and suggested they all wear one for a photo shoot in a local park. Then someone else said, well, we're all single, so why don't we just marry ourselves? It happened very organically. And so eight female friends who ranged in the age from 25 to 50. 50? Shocking. Decided to marry themselves in the park. The brides had their hair done, brought flowers, and ordered a big cake. There were no wedding rings nor an officiant, but one friend, Tallulah, who goes by a single name. Can you see what type of people we're talking about here? I know you're surprised, but wait, there's more. Acted as the self-appointed mistress of ceremonies, calling up each bride one by one to recite her vows as her friends sat around on the grass. At first, Gill didn't think she'd be married to herself forever, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so here's a picture of the lovely ladies. The redhead, I think, let's see, that's Gill. So she's been married to herself for 12 years. Is that the one, right, Gill? No, she took the partner. Yeah, Gil's been married to herself for 12 years. That's her. I think she's the one that's 50 based on this photo. This one, I mean, we're not, I think there's not one in this photo you'd look at and go, oh, she's off the market. Serious? Yeah. I'm not looking for the one. I am the one. It's the mantra that led Gil to host a recommitment ceremony to herself in 2016. Her seven besties followed suit. The fairy tale without the prince. Despite the tepid response to Marry Yourself Vancouver's wedding planning business, self-marriage does appear to be gaining traction. When 36-year-old Lima announced on Instagram she had married herself, she shared the image of herself wearing a diamond band with all the caps message on of self-empowerment. What's up with the ring? It's symbolic. I'm committed to myself, my own happiness. I'm married with me. See, and more people are doing this. Why? Because they want the party. They want the celebration. They want the, oh, pay attention to me. Look at me. Oh, celebration. I'm love. I love myself. I'm so wonderful. I love myself. No guy may want me, but that's okay. I didn't want him anyway. I want myself, and I feel good about myself. It's okay. So I'll get onto the second story now for the fun one. But I mean, how desperate is this, right? It just screams desperation. So, and they talk a little bit more about the trend of this happening and the significance behind it. And yeah, here's a picture of all the gals. What a lovely bunch. Lovely. Sorry, gents. They're off the market. Or are they? Because a woman who married herself cheated on herself. So I guess it's not so much a real commitment after all, or either it's not such a real commitment to yourself, or you're just a cheater, no matter who you're with. For many of us, our worst nightmare is our other half cheating. I'm sorry, I can't even take this seriously, but it's just so, this is society today. It's so cringeworthy and funny. For Sophie Tanner, this issue becomes slightly more complex after she revealed she had cheated on herself. Before you begin to question how that's even possible, you need to go back, cast yourself back to 2015 when Tanner married herself. It may have been a fairy tale wedding, but Tanner admitted on the Morning Post that perhaps she and herself didn't have a perfect relationship. She dislikes herself so much that she cheated on herself. What are we doing? What are we doing? I'm telling you, man. Tanner cheated on herself with Rory Barrett. Eventually, Barrett dedicated himself to the same cause, in this case himself, and had a self-marriage ceremony. So, okay, so she cheated on herself. You see why I'm doing this story? Because it's just so stupid. She cheated on herself with a guy, and then the guy decided to marry himself instead of being with her anymore. Man, I'm not even making this stuff up. This is real. This is why I have to bring these articles, because otherwise you guys would be like, wait, what? What is this guy on? Like, this makes no sense. He says about himself, we hope this mess won't end in divorce. That would be a nightmare for Tanner, as both members of the relationship have an identical friendship group, which would be his friends. Tanner's the woman. Okay, so anyway, she's saying, I hope this will end in a mess, or I hope this won't be a messy divorce, because this would be a nightmare for Tanner, which is her. Sologamy, they even have a name for it, or sologamy. The act of self-marriage is more common than you might think. That's just sad. You might argue that self-marriage is pointless. Yes, given everyone is forced to stick by themselves through thick and thin, till death do them part. This is what living is. But self-marriage gurus say their way of life promotes self-love and a celebration of being single, outside restrictive traditions and expectations. How about this? Or you could just be single, because that's what normal people do. But again, they have to find a reason to celebrate. They have to find a reason to put themselves in the spotlight. They have to have a way to talk about themselves. You know, there's an old joke. I did CrossFit, and this is part of the joke. The joke is, how do you know when someone does CrossFit? Because they'll tell you at every opportunity. You know, it's just one of those jokes. Same thing for the plant eaters, but self-marriage gurus, blah, blah, blah. See, self-marriage is about self-love. It's about saying that self-compassion and self-care is as important as romantic relationships. It doesn't mean you're rejecting all other meaningful relationships in your life and becoming a nun forevermore. It means you're rejecting bad relationships, which you could just do without all the pomp and circumstance. If there was only more self-love in the world, we wouldn't need ceremonies like this. Do you know what allows me to be single? Self-love. Very happy. Never cheated on me, ever, ever. Well, unless I was there, but then, you know, it was with a woman and, you know, was kind of us, you know, at the same time. Long story. This is a statement which looks to raise the profile of self-love. Blah, blah, blah. Please pay attention to me. So, there you go, guys. Not only are they still wanting the attention, still wanting the ceremony, still wanting the fun, still pay attention to me, so they have ceremonies and marry themselves. But then even once they've done that, then they can't even stay true to themselves, and they end up cheating on themselves. And then once that's done, then they have to make it a story about, well, this is really why I'm doing it, and make some, again, some big thing out of it, instead of saying, hey, you single? Yeah. Why? Happy. That's how we handle it. It's so simple, but we don't need the photographs, and we're not into the, I guess they just really wanted to wear a white wedding dress, so. Guys, I'll leave it there. Thank you for those that have supported my work. If you'd like to do so, links are below. Thank you, guys. You're awesome. Like, comment, share. I want to hear what you guys think about this one, because this one is nuts. Don't forget to subscribe, because a lot of my videos are not making it out to the front page as often as they used to. And as always, make sure to share it. That always works. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, you must be a really, really bad person if you even end up cheating on yourself.